Superintendent Jamie Wilson took to YouTube to let folks know Denton ISD would not be starting school on August 12th. Instead, after a unanimous decision by the school board, classes are now kicking off on the 24th.
Just know that we haven't done this before either, so we're working with you and with our teachers to really make it all happen and to make it a great learning experience and a safe learning experience.
Lauren Brackney is skeptical. She has two kids in Denton Elementary Schools.
Unfortunately, right now, I don't think the district is doing what is right for our children. And I don't think that the safety of the children or the teachers is at all being considered.
Brackney believes schools in Texas feel threatened by federal officials, and they worry they'll lose funding if in-person classes aren't happening. Meredith Bowie's 11-year-old daughter is a middle schooler in Denton. And Bowie doesn't want to see in-person classes begin, only to abruptly end because of a rise in COVID-19 cases.
And if you're not prepared to do online learning because you've been focusing all on in-person, it's just going to be a disaster.
Denton ISD parents have until mid-August to choose in-person or remote learning for their kids. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.